click. I have the clicker.
All right.
Okay, we'll do the final push on our agenda today. Our final item is a discussion with the leadership of the District Accountability Committee. Welcome, Mr. Early and Ms. Tinch. We would like to, you are here to share and to share information, and we will try to provide direction to the DAC leadership on priorities for the 18-19 school year. Annually in the spring, DAC leaders discuss priorities with the board in order to manage timelines to provide requested and required advice to the Board of Education for the coming year. On March 1st, the board received the recommendations of the DAC on the District Unified Improvement Plan and budget recommendations for the 2018-2019 budget. On June 7th, the board appointed members to the DAC for the 2018-19 school year. And now we are looking to the future. Dr. Glass, anything to add to that?
Just our appreciation to the members of the DAC for all the work that they do helping guide the district, and especially our chair and vice chair here.
We do really appreciate the work you do. Do you want to start this presentation and let us know how we can be helpful?
Yep. So what we're going to do is as an executive team in the DAC, we've already done a lot of the legwork in terms of trying to reflect on the past year and figure out what went well, what didn't go well, where we can improve, and also do some goal setting for the coming year. So we want to share that with you, but also give you guys the opportunity to provide your feedback and input into that process as well, so that we incorporate that into our 2018-19 goal setting. So just a quick, you know, we'd like to start with our mission, you know, in the sense that we empower you as a board and the district staff with informed recommendations to support the education and growth of the whole child. So that's our driver. And if we look at it from the focus of what we try to do, kids are always at the center with a circulating or radiating circles with family and community always playing a part of that. And in terms of that, we also look at the different facets of academic achievement, charters, you name it, that we're trying to make sure that we account for in our thoughtfulness in providing you guys guidance and information. So when we look at what we did in 2017 and 2018, this past year really was a year of building foundations and setting scaffolding in place after a few years of pretty tumultuous organization inside of the DAC SPAC organization that we had from years past. So we were really trying to rebuild that and build some continuity and stability. I think we've got that now. We have an executive team and we have a core set of DAC members that provide us a lot of institutional history, a lot of stability, and that we can actually build on for the forthcoming years. So I think that's really positive for us. We've also learned a lot from the past couple of years in terms of how do we improve the processes, making sure that we're being collaborative with the different groups in that we deal with. So as you can see here, as an executive team, we have worked with all of the different subcommittees, including the budget, charters, the DUIP, FSCP, which is the family and school community partnership subcommittees, bylaws, and others to kind of come up with their goals for the year. So this is a bit of an eye chart if you look at it that way, but there are some things that I really want to point out as something that we want to try for this year. The first one is the inter-district collaboration. One of the things that we would like to do as an executive team in the DAC is to host a DAC leadership forum for other DACs in the area. It becomes more of a collaboration effort to get best practices from other DACs, but also to give us a chance to work with other school districts as well. And it'd be something that we'd love to invite the board members to, or superintendents as well. So something that we're very keen to do. We're very, very interested this year in terms of getting cohesion. We're looking at trying to find ways to build communication from the ground up, from the SACs to the DAC, so that we get their input much more efficiently, much more organically, and it becomes a two-way dialogue as opposed to DAC doing something and then SAC hearing about it and responding in kind. So we want to have that dialogue that's actually much more interactive. So this is what we are trying to do for this year. So in terms of guidance from the board, what topics, really what we're asking are, what topics would you like us to address for the upcoming year? What are the things that we haven't covered in our goals that you would like to see us talk to? You know, some examples that I'm bringing out here, like GT programming and accessibility. We know that, for example, we have issues where our high impact kids are less likely to be diagnosed or recognized as GT. Likewise, we need the same thing with free and reduced lunch supports and other things as well. So we're looking for guidance from you to where we want to expend additional energy on and give you guys feedback and guidance on that as well. And next thing is looking for your vision on where you see DAC's alignment with JEFCO's strategic plan. Where do you want us to fit in that process so that we're making sure that we're being efficient and effective in terms of the whole process? And if there's any other actions that you'd like us to take, we'd like to be able to have that on the table as well. So with that, I'll leave it to you and open up discussion.
Okay. Our thoughts about direction for, goodness, 18, 19, isn't it? 2018, 2019, mm-hmm. Already?
I'll start by saying thank you. I know you put in a lot of time and great thinking, and also a lot of time, which deserves to be said twice. I feel like it's almost a little brave of you to say, give us some more guidance, because when I look at what you're slated to do every year, it's immense. All the subcommittees, the connection to school level accountability in a system this large, what you're charged by the state and statute to bring as advice to us, mm-hmm. From charter applications to district UIP and budget, I appreciate it, because it's a lot. I see you've surfaced it a little bit. I'm really curious to know how we fold in the work you all do on budget and district UIP into alignment with the strategic plan, mm-hmm. and the JEFCO Generations vision. So for me, I don't want to limit how you do that. I don't have a specific vision. I only know I do want alignment and support. So if you all can come back having some experience regarding at the school level and at the district committee level, what is making the visions and strategic plan, generation vision and strategic plan live in students' lives, and what your work, and thus our work, can do to support that. I would love to know more about that. We have had a conversation today a little bit about, you know, perception surveys, data we utilize, quantitative data we utilize. You all might be our best bet for getting qualitative feedback, which can be hard to achieve. So as you guys get that kind of feedback through that connection and between the Arctic reps and the specific schools, that kind of information is really valuable for us to understand and perceive any of our own blind spots. Yeah. I know that Dr. Glass is initiating another great task force soon, which is community engagement. How can we better connect to parts of JEFCO that don't have a student in our schools? I think that because the DAC is meant to be representative and because you guys do bring to us community and business voices as well as representative voices from the student population, my hope is that you'll be able to speak to that work as well.
Definitely.
I'm there right now. And yeah. Otherwise, thank you for allowing us to kind of grow that list. It's a long one.
Yeah. Okay, colleagues.
Well, I'd like to share that I think we need your help in bringing generations to life, mm-hmm. and we've had stock takes over the last today and last Thursday that are inspiring, and it seems to me you have absolutely a place at the table helping us get feedback and making sure that we're enjoying success. And honestly, this is a more challenging thing, and that is to make the districts improvement plan reflective of what these priorities are in a way that's functional and just, can be digested by those who need to use it.
Yeah, and I think this is one of the, last year we did a lot of work in terms of integrating the DAC or the DUIP and the budget process. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we focused on was trying to build out, okay, here is the unified improvement plan. What does it look like? What are the priority performance challenges? And what is it gonna take to fund those?
Right.
And then build those into the budget process as well. So I thought that was an effective approach, and we're actually going to improve upon that process this year, communicating to the schools that we're gonna start a little bit earlier, but we're using that time effectively to basically make sure that their voices are heard.
Thanks.
I just want to thank you. The work that you do is really, really valuable and important, and just as a sideline, because I have to scoot out, unfortunately. We had a dialogue about, I know Allie and Amanda have an opportunity to go to some of the meetings that you have, and just in terms of an increased information for me as a board member, how best to communicate or to learn more about some of the things that you're doing in your process, and made a suggestion, just want to share that with the rest of you, of maybe getting some of your meetings on our internal calendars just as an option for us to attend, recognizing that we're all super busy, but as a board member, sometimes when those things hit my calendar of other opportunities, and maybe that's already there, but I just didn't notice that. Or as Helen's nodding at me, maybe someone will direct me to where I can better find that information in an accessible way. Because I know there's not a lot of opportunities to report out right of all the great things that you're doing, but I wanted you to know when you do that, it's really valuable to us, and to maybe enhance those opportunities for access just to your process as a board member.
Great.
Thank you for all you do. You know, it is all of our goals to have continuous student improvement, and we are, as we are advised by all of the hard work you do, and what you are advising us to do, and you know, from performance challenges to root causes to everything that you guys analyze, mm-hmm. with all of the different sets of data you get to analyze. So thank you. I've been to several of your meetings, and a couple of times you said, you know, what might be better is to go to our subgroup meetings. Because that's where the real work is being done. And if you ever, if you are still feel that way, it's, because those happen during the day, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
And that's.
Yep. So we actually can provide you the entire UIP roadmap schedule. We have all of the meetings planned out, so I can provide those to you, or I can get Matt Flores to provide those to you.
Okay. If that's, mm-hmm. if you think that would be helpful mm-hmm. for us or helpful for you, only. But if you don't think it would, don't invite us to those. But you guys both said that to me several times,
yeah.
So that's why I'm saying it right now. But I did not make it to any of those. But thank you. I really appreciate, you know, your hard work on analysis of root causes, commitment to continuous improvement, identifying, you know, achievement gaps, just like our experts have been doing. And it's just another piece of advice that our board really mm-hmm. values, so thank you.
When is your first meeting?
When's the first meeting? I can look it up on the
And actually, if some of those bits of feedback could be coordinated with the stock takes that we'll be scheduling throughout subsequent years, I think that would be very helpful.
I believe the first one is in August, and I will get you the date for that. In fact, looking at the calendar now. Yeah, go ahead.
Might be useful to have recommendation to the board in light of the last conversation we had about whether or not we should be on the ballot in some form from the DAC, and how that might align to the district's priorities and strategic direction. So that's something for you to consider if the DAC would like to make a recommendation to the board on that.
Mm-hmm.
I think, too, some of the priorities that you have previously identified as important for our district might help guide what it is that we are putting out there if we're putting something on the ballot. We want to we want our communities to understand what our priorities are. So, you know, you will help us guide those, I think. Mm-hmm. I think you mentioned communication, and I am glad to hear you mention that. We had some conversation today about our TIC areas that function really well together and are planning things. And I almost wonder if the structure of our DAC organization, which does give us a representative from each our TIC area, might help us strengthen that concept and bringing feedback from those our TIC area groups through the representative to the DAC and to our board. I think maybe it's a two-way process, but whatever we can do to strengthen community involvement and participation, I think it's a great thing. We can get some input from those groups if we can get them set up in structure. One topic that occurs to me would be worthy of discussion would be this whole CTE thing. I hear and see that the data shows our community really thinks that's pretty important, and I get that. And I sometimes want to ask the question, just exactly where is it that you would like for us to go there? What does that mean to you, and, right. and where do you want us to go with that? Mm-hmm. There are a lot of choices in that big ballpark. I do want to thank you for all that you do. Just keeping track of the state guidelines and regulations, an incredible responsibility, I think. I want you to think about this. Think about, would it be worthwhile to do a short report out from the DAC committee mid-year or something, a short board summary, so you just tell us what you're working on, and you don't have to,
I'd be happy to do that for you.
Doesn't have to be a big deal, but I think it might strengthen your organization and improve our communication.
It might also give us an opportunity as we hear how conversations develop in the first 6 months of the school year to say, these are things that are coming up for us, and to kind of re-energize the conversation of, here's additional guidance from the board that we may need from you. Mm-hmm. And because I think once a year is just...
Not enough.
Agreed. Not enough.
And I think that's my point too, Ms. Stevens, is that we want to have more communication with the board, because sometimes we create presentations kind of in a vacuum and we're not really sure if it's exactly the information that you want and need. And so maybe if we touch base with you before those presentations come up and say, exactly what do you want us to hone in on? What's exactly what you want and need from us in this presentation? That we kind of get rid of a little bit more of the dog and pony show and just focus on what's important to y'all.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's keep this concept, communication, on your agenda.
Yes.
As the leadership at DAC, and I will keep it on our agenda. And, we can work to find some times when we improve that process a little bit next year.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll have to ask Ms. Neal to help me do that. She knows my memory is... not as long as my nose, probably. Anything else anyone would like to say here today? Well, the big message back to you and DAC is thank you. And we mean it sincerely.
Thank you.
With that, I believe that this study session is now adjourned. The time is 1:15. Thank you.